And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. I've asked Matt and Conjita to come back onto the show because we got to get caught up with them. We have to find out what's been going on in their lives since the last time that I had them on this radio show. Now, for those of you that don't remember Matt and don't remember Conjita, let me just give you some of the background. Let me give you some of the what used to be. Lifestyles Unlimited, help them destroy. Now get this. You're going to love this. Help them to destroy six-figure incomes. Yeah, we did that. We're pretty proud of that. Now get this. They're engineers. They have MBAs. They've worked in the oil and gas sector. I mean, they've worked for corporate America. They've worked for some pretty big firms, and they made some really good money. And they were stuffing money into their 401k, and life was good. But something happened. Something caught them that made them stop it dead in their tracks and ask the question, is this really working? Now, the what has to be retirement, right? Because if you think about their lifestyle, they were on the go-go-go train. They were doing everything that everybody told them to do. They had success based on how we as Americans evaluate success, but there was something missing. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring Matt and Conjita on today's show, and we're going to get into their backstory, and then we're going to get into what they're doing now for retirement. So Matt, Conjita, welcome back.
Thanks, Al.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great this morning.
Now, where are you at? Are you in Houston, Texas?
Yes, yeah, we're in Houston.
Okay. Give us the backstory about what you were doing for life, what you were doing for income, what you were doing for retirement, and then tell us what changed.
So, you know, you kind of covered the basics, and we were both very successful in our professional careers. Both of us are engineering undergrads with MBAs. We'd worked for 15-ish years in industry, you know, various positions, risen up, and we're doing really well. I mean, we were successful by almost any metric that you looked at. It just as a normal course of business, we're always looking for, you know, more efficient ways to invest, better ways to, you know, manage our taxes, et cetera. And through those conversations we had with one of our friends who's been a member in Lifestyle since I think around 2008, he brought up real estate and said, you know, maybe you should look at this. This is something that could help, you know, has some tax advantages that could help out there, you know, pays income, all that. And, you know, we kind of brushed it off, you know, because the usual, we don't want to get into real estate. That's, you know, it's tenants and, you know, stuff like that that I don't have time for. I'm a busy, you know, 9-to-5 plus, you know, W-2 job kind of thing. So it was not until he started sending Conjita pictures of all his distribution checks that she said, all right, this is something I need to actually take a closer look at. And so we sat down with him and he walked us through the whole, you know, high level, this is what Lifestyles does, and said, you know, ended it with, you should really go to the 2-day and go, if you're interested, go to the 2-day and see what you think. So, you know, we talked about it, and Conjita, we had younger kids at the time, so I stayed with the kids, and Conjita went to the 2-day. You know, again, walking in, knowing kind of the whole story. By the end of day one, she's like, all right, we're going to do this. Let's sign up and go for it. And that just kind of, you know, took off from there. We invested, you know, passively. We've invested in 20-plus deals at this point. Some have sold. We still own about, I think, 15, 16 of them. We bought some single-family houses, which allowed me to retire from corporate in 11 months. And, you know, when Conjita retired, you know, 5 years after we joined Lifestyles, and we've continued to invest passively that whole time. And you know, once she got out, that's when we really looked at doing a lead deal and went on that path instead.
So were either of you skeptical in the beginning? I mean, was there any thoughts in your mind to maybe drag your feet that possibly this real estate thing wasn't cracked up to be what it was supposed to be?
Very, very much so. The one thing that helped for us personally was again, the knowing somebody who'd been doing this for years. You know, our friend had been in, again, he'd been in it for 8 years, I think, at that time, roughly. And his background is very similar to ours. He's also an engineer. He's a very conservative guy. He's not looking for, you know, get rich quick Ponzi schemes or anything like that. And him being in it, having success in it, and being able to actually show and demonstrate that success was something that helped tremendously for us to get over the skepticism that we had walking in. Because again, anybody walks up to you and says, "Hey, I'll tell you how to make, you know, how to turn your life around and how to build all kinds of wealth," you should walk into that with skepticism. Your first question for me is always, "All right, what am I missing? How is this wrong? How can I break this?" That's how I look at it. But having a friend who had done it and who's, you know, able to show and prove the success made the jump a lot easier for us.
So Conjit, I've got to ask a question. When you went to the Financial Freedom Seminar, the 16-hour event that all of us go through as brand new Lifestyles Unlimited members, did you feel like maybe Matt was setting you up for something to take a fall, possibly?
I think it was maybe the other way around. I don't know. We were in it together. There was never – I was actually – our kids were young. I think they were – I don't remember, 4 and 2. They were little. And so Matt stayed home with them. I went to the 2-day for the first time by myself. And again, having, I would call, the backstop of our friend that, you know, it's somebody that we know and trust, and it's not a fly-by-night kind of guy, get rich quick, you know, very analytical. And so because he had gone through the journey already, it was easy. It was an easy, we were looking for, I think our primary driver at the time was a diversification from a taxation perspective, just to get, you know, like every single penny that we earned was taxed to the max. As you know, W-2s are, you know, probably from a tax optimization perspective, the worst kind of income that you can have. And so we're looking for something to help alleviate our tax bill. So to the point where I would say that I was such a non-skeptical that I actually joined as a preferred member at the end of day one. I had to actually strong arm the folks at Lifestyles Unlimited to allow me to join. I'm like, no, I'm serious. I want to join tonight, because we wanted to have the membership. So the next day, so it was a Saturday, Sunday class. On the Sunday, Matt could log in and start doing some of his education, you know, watching the videos and going through the program on his own on Sunday. So, yeah, no, there was never a setup. And both of us have been in it together. And as Matt said, I think that there normally would have been a healthy dose of skepticism were it not for the fact that our friend had been doing it successfully for years at the time.
So he took the sting out of everything. I mean, there may have been a little apprehension, but you went through the Financial Freedom Seminar. Everything made sense to you. You come home and you talk to Matt and you let him know, "Hey, I've just upgraded our membership and everything. And by the way, there's a bunch of courseware for you to do." Matt, what was your reaction to all of that?
So I was more than happy to do that. You know, again, I guess that's kind of some of our, you know, whatever it is, engineering background and all that. I was itching to dive in to see, you know, what is this all about? How can we use this? How can this impact our lives, and what can we put to work and how fast? I mean, it's never been, you know, kind of to Conjit's point, it's never been a case where we've had, you know, been a differing opinions on this. It's always been, okay, once we make the decision, you know, let's go. 'Cause you know, now it's about making a return on what we've done and getting the best value out of it.
How did you guys formulate the plan to retire Matt? I mean, who took the lead on that?
It seems like I remember that day exactly. We were doing, so I'm a numbers person, right? I live and die by a spreadsheet. And our plan when we joined Lifestyles was not to retire in 5 years. I mean, the plan was, we're going to invest the money in real estate. We're going to get some tax breaks and, you know, going to continue to work and kind of live our life. That was what I call the original plan. But then, you know, me, spreadsheet person here, I started doing, you know, we had been investing as assets for a few months. And once those deals started cash flowing, I started putting the pencil to the paper digitally and say, hey, you know, this math that Lifestyles Unlimited has, or, you know, how much do you need to retire? And I started doing, okay, Matt, this is your take-home pay after everything is deducted, 401k and contribute and all that stuff. This is your net take-home pay. In order to replace your take-home pay, if we get single-family homes, because they cash flow faster, they don't have quite the same upside potential that multifamily does, but you have a little more control, they're more liquid, so if you have to get your money back, you know. So there are some advantages of single-family. And so I started, you know, doing the math. If you make, whatever, $500 a month in a single-family home, this is how many houses you have to retire. What if we bought some houses? So that's how the conversation started.
So, Matt, you're getting this plan laid out for you by Conjuda. What's going through your mind?
I was all for it, Al. I mean, I was, you know, it wasn't a case of, you know, something that I needed to really be convinced of, other than I just need to see it work. So, you know, I was at a point in my career where, you know, I was happy. You know, it wasn't, you know, a miserable job experience, but there's always uncertainty there. And I really didn't have any of these nice golden handcuffs or anything to keep me at the job. So it really was all about the paycheck. And if we could replace the paycheck, then I'd go do something else. I could, you know, as it turned out, you know, I could manage and run the house for a few years while Conjuga was still working, while we, you know, finished out that whole retirement path for her, and, you know, take care of the kids. And again, she said they were younger. So, you know, I handled all the, you know, day to day, get them from A to B, wherever they needed to go, you know, doctor's appointments, all that good stuff. And just, you know, general running the house for a few years. It worked out. I think it worked out really well for us. And it was definitely something that we were both on board with.
I think it's amazing that you guys were able to accelerate what you were trying to do and get Matt retired. And Matt, I think that there is some amazing results, some amazing, I can't even think of the right word to describe it, but there's some really great benefits to you and your family for you to be the stay-at-home dad. I mean, what did that mean to you to be able to do that?
Well, I think it's something that, you know, I think as time goes on, I'll appreciate it even more too. I mean, it's just being able to connect with your kids like that and form relationships with your kids that not every parent gets a chance to do. And it's something that, again, as time goes on, I think I'll see the value in it even more as the kids get older, et cetera. It's just a, you know, it's a relationship that I never had with my parents because they were both working. And, you know, I can see the difference in terms of how I interact with the kids and how they interact with me even today. And so it's something that's kind of it's kind of neat, kind of special. And it's definitely something I appreciate.
My family, my wife and I, we formulated our relationship to where my wife would stay home to raise the kids, because I think there's a huge benefit to that, not only just to the kids, I think to the parents themselves. So I appreciate what that's like. But here's the question I have for you. From the time that you joined Lifestyles Unlimited to the time you got retired, how long was that time?
It was right at 11 months.
11 months. 11 months is an amazing result. And I got to congratulate you guys for putting that plan together and getting that accomplished in 11 months. But we still have a minor problem, because we still have Conjuda working in corporate America. So when we come back from the break, we got to figure out how to get her retired. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Matt and Conjuga, and together we're working on your financial freedom. And we're doing so by explaining how Matt and Conjuga achieved retirement. Matt and Conjuga became members of Lifestyles Unlimited back in the day. They had a friend who advised them that he was getting good results with real estate and it was getting him to a place of retirement. So they took notice and they became members of Lifestyles Unlimited. And here's the result so far. From the time they became members of Lifestyles Unlimited to an 11-month point beyond that, they were able to achieve a plan that got Matt retired. It allowed Matt to stay home and raise the kids and do the things that need to be done to formulate a family. Meanwhile, Conjita, she took one for the team. She stayed in oil and gas. Why? Now, Conjita, tell me why. Why? What was the decision? Why Matt retire first and you retire second?
Yeah, it was it was really easy, Al. It had to do with the retirement benefits that I would get from the company that I worked for. And so I needed to stay a certain number of years in order to be eligible for retirement benefits like health insurance and pensions and things of that nature. So at that point, it was less about the cash flow per se, but it was like, okay, if I stay another, whenever we were looking at retiring one of us, if I stay another 5 years, I'm eligible for all this stuff. If I leave before then, I'm not. And so I stayed. So that was that. And then once that date came up, I'm like, okay, I'm out. You're leaving here. Where are you going to next? And I'm like, no, guys, I'm staying home. I am doing real estate full time. Yeah.
So let me ask this question. Did you get to the point of retirement before you hit that 5 year mark? In other words, did you generate enough passive income that you could have retired, but the only reason you stuck around was for those health benefits?
I think we weren't. So I think that the short answer to your question is no, because we weren't as aggressive as we could have been. So if we had to. Because we had capital parked in the stock market, for instance, still kind of playing a little bit of the diversification game. If we had to, we could have, but there was no big driver for accelerating our real estate journey. And I think it was as a family, it was the right solution. Then we already had a lot of money in real estate and just kind of playing both sides of the coin, if you will.
Okay, I think that's fair. That's totally fair. So you utilized a combination of single family and multifamily investments to get Matt retired. You used additional multifamily investments to get you to a place of retirement. How does it feel to be free and in control of your life again?
You want to take that, Matt?
I was going to let you go. To me, it's one of those things that it's really hard to explain. I've grown used to it, but it's still something that, when you sit back and you look at it, you've got to really appreciate the unique situation that you're in, compared to the average person. Most people are worried about, I got to go to work the next day, I got to do this the next day, the next week, whatever it is. And just being able to sit there and say, I honestly lose track of what day of the week it is. If I don't have my phone on me, I couldn't tell you if it's Monday or Thursday. It's things like that you don't really appreciate until it's there. The flexibility of your time, the ability to set your schedule the way you want or need it to be, those things, it's really tough for me to fully appreciate them. But it is something that is absolutely special, and it's something that I never really imagine would happen at the age 40 for me, in terms of your time of your life. It's something you say, I want to retire, but everybody, when you start out, your plan for retirement at early retirement would be like 60, and to be able to do that at 40 is pretty incredible.
I think
it's you can't put a price on buying your time back. I can go to Costco on a Tuesday afternoon, or I can go on vacation next week just because. And it's not having to ask permission from somebody. And I'm still very involved with some of the kids' activities. Now they're both in college, but they're still, an outlet to volunteer, but it's on my own time. I can do as much or as little of that as I want to.
How are those single family properties doing? Do you still have those single family assets?
Well, we're in the process of selling them off, Al. We own them. All of them up until this year, we've started selling them this year, just because, It's been 8 years. You know, they were cash flowing. Obviously, every year they cash flowed a little bit more. So, I mean, cash flow was great. But when you look at the equity that's sitting in them because of appreciation over time, it was time to do something with them. And so we made the decision to, sell those, liquidate, take that money out, and then reinvest it either as in one of our lead deals or, in continued passive investments. I mean, we really like the multifamily space. That's something that we'll continue to do. And so we just figured we'd rather focus on that rather than continuing to operate the single families.
One of the questions I've got to ask you guys is why the decision to become lead investors? I mean, after all, you've nailed the investing. You're in what, 22 different apartment deals, 6 of them have sold. You've got some single family, you've got some debt equity in there you're going to deal with. I mean, you've got the retired lifestyle. Why go back to work?
It kind of twofold. You know, the first answer is because we can, because I feel like it's something we could be successful at. It's something that it has interested us really since we started joining, since we joined Lifestyle. That's something we've talked about, one day doing. So just being able to actually go out and prove that and do that is something that, gets the, whatever you call it, competitive juices flowing. The second one is to, again, like I said earlier, just to help introduce and continue the journey for family and friends that we have that we brought into Lifestyles and to be able to have an actual hand in the improvement of their lives as well.
Where do you guys live? What state do you guys live in?
We live in Texas.
And what state did you buy your first lead deal in?
In Tennessee.
Why did you do that?
So I'm originally from Knoxville, Tennessee. To me, that is home. That is where my family lives. Half of my family currently lives. It's a place that we visit often. It's a place I really love. And as we started our journey as leads, we were looking in Houston, Texas, which at the time was very competitive, from a return standpoint, low-ish returns, very tight in terms of deals. And so Lifestyles opened up a brokerage in Tennessee. And so, with my connection to Knoxville, I said, let me see what you have in the Knoxville area, because we'd be interested in that as well. And so that was the relationship that brought the first deal to us that we looked at it, we liked it, and it was the one that we jumped on and executed. So
yeah, it makes sense to me. I mean, you've got intimate knowledge. I mean, you grew up there. I mean, there's no better education on the area. You did your homework, and you built a team in Tennessee. So it's not like you have to be there every day, correct?
That's correct. So yes, we do use a property management company that's local to the area that runs the day-to-day operations up there. We were fortunate to, as we went through the process, we talked to a few companies, and this is the one we liked the best, and they've been up there with us since the beginning. They've partnered with us on this property. They've done very well for us, and actually have since then expanded their business to a few other Lifestyles leads in the area as well, and have been successful on those properties as well.
How big is that asset that you purchased?
It's 39 units.
And size wise for your first one, do you feel that was a good size selection? Was it too big, too small? That's kind of where I'm going. How did it
fit?
I think
it's a good size for a first time. I mean, it kind of, some of it comes down to personal finance situation as to what you can swing deal wise. But something in that range gets you started. It's not too big. It's big enough too that you can kind of make a few rookie mistakes or whatever, and it's not, you don't lose 10%, 20% occupancy that fast on it kind of thing. So it was a good size for us to, get our feet wet in multifamily operations, and it's done very well for us.
How often do you have to go to Tennessee to inspect the property?
I try to make a trip up there at least every quarter or so. Every 2 to 3 months, I'll get up there to put eyes on the property, walk any vacant units that we have, take a look at any issues that anything I might want to take a look at to make sure, things have been addressed properly, et cetera. But we have weekly meetings with our team on site, contractor calls that, you know, as needed, just depending on if there's any major projects going on. But, you know, the team we put together up there is very open and communicated with us and has been very responsive and willing to work with us, you know, understanding that, you know, we're out of state, so we may need a few extra things that aren't, you know, typical if somebody were to be local.
Yeah, and I think that when you're a remote owner, as we are, learning how to manage the manager becomes really important. And I think that there is an art to that, I mean, I feel like we struck that balance really well. I mean, just based on the results that we see operationally and financially from the deal that we have. But you do, it's not just, oh, I'll be there every couple of months. No, you can't be an absent lead investor. I mean, you're a custodian of people's money. I mean, if you think about the folks that invested in the deal with you. So we take, quite a bit of personal responsibility for that role. And like I said, managing the manager becomes really important.
I got to switch gears on you guys right now because I've got to talk about the lifestyle that you have. And Matt, I've got some insider information to your lifestyle. I understand that there is a particular team out there that you, mm-hmm. you know, you go rah-rah for. And in addition to that, you like Xbox?
Yes, I do. So I'm a huge Tennessee Volunteer, football, basketball, baseball, any really sport fan on the college level. That's my team. That's, again, that was home for me. That was, you know, when I was a young kid, you know, we had season tickets. It was, you know, Saturdays were spent at Neyland. And once you do that for a few years, you know, that is baked in and it doesn't ever leave you. And it's something that through the good years and trust me, there have been plenty of bad years. You bleed orange and that's me to an absolute T. And yes, I do. My decompression time is spent, you know, on Xbox. I mean, that's just how I unwind.
What do you do to unwind, Conchita?
I'm still busy or somewhat busy, I would say, with kids activities, even though in college I'm involved in several boards of directors as a volunteer member. And I do a lot of crafting. So I have crafting ADD. So if you come to my house, I have from sewing to laser engraving to woodworking. I have crafting ADD. I do all the things.
So what I'm hearing is that you guys have a lot of available time to focus on the things that you find enjoyable or important, and that this real estate, even though it's a big part of your life, it's not controlling your life, is it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, again, it goes back to, you know, being involved in real estate lets you determine your, you know, gives you flexibility in terms of schedule. You get to define your schedule how it works best for you. And, you know, there are still things, you know, you still have things to do. You still have tasks to do. It's not, you know, you don't wake up every day saying, oh, I don't have anything to do. But you have the ability to say, okay, I have this, I have to do A, B, and C, but I can do them in this order at this time when it fits my schedule. And even just the flexibility of being able to move that stuff around, or, you know, one of the biggest things for us is to, you know, to be able to, we can pretty much function and run our businesses from anywhere we want to be or happen to be or need to be. So we're not tied down to an office. We're not tied down to a desk. We're not tied down to a you know, 9 to 5 or any particular hours. And that flexibility is just fantastic.
Yeah, you just described freedom. Were you aware of that?
I am aware of that, and it's a very nice thing to have, and it's something that I appreciate almost every day.
So a couple of real quick questions for you guys before we end the show. Do you worry about money?
I have not worried about money in many years. The only money I worry about is how I can continue to grow it.
Okay, that's fair. Do you worry about time?
No. There's always tomorrow. I have time to do anything and everything that I want to do.
Do you worry about anything?
I mean, I still worry about my kids because, you know, I'm a parent. I'm always going to do that. But outside of the general things like that, no, my life, you know, you go to the doctor every year and they always ask you about stress. You know, how stressed are you? And it's like, I don't have much stress. You know, what little stress I have is just related to, you know, again, you're managing other, you know, as a lead, you're managing other people's money and you're responsible for that. And that's really the only stress point that I have in my life. And as as we've proven out that, you know, the operations are doable, and as we've had success on the property, that stress is pretty much melted away, and you're back to stress-free life.
Well, there you go, and we have a show. If you want to do what Matt and Conjita are doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at Lifestyles Unlimited. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.